Hi there, my name's Andrew Boyd and I'm with Zoe Williams. We're both London-based GPs and share the clinical lead role for the RCGP Clinical Priority for Physical Activity and Lifestyle, supported by Sport England. And today I'm going to talk to Zoe about the Active Practice Charter, which launches today. Zoe,
Hi.
hi. Can you tell us about what the Active Practice Charter is?
Yeah, so the Active Practice Charter, first of all, it's something that's voluntary that we hope as many GP practices across the UK will get involved with. It's basically something that practices can engage with, achieve, and be proud of, and share with their patient and practice population. And the aim of the charter is for each practice to come up with its own ways to increase physical activity for both staff and patients, reduce sedentary behaviour for both staff and patients, and engage with a local physical activity provider that can help them to deliver on this locally.
And why is it important? Why does it matter for GPs to get their patients and their staff more active?
Well, as GPs, it's all about health, right? That's what we're doing with the National Health Service. Yet many patients, the majority of patients that would walk into a GP practice on any given day are not active enough for good health. And actually, when we look at our own staff as well, that's us GPs and our clinical staff and our non-clinical staff, many of us aren't active enough for good health either. So rather than a GP practice being what it has been traditionally, which is a place where we all come into it and we sit down all day, why don't we start at home with changing the way that a GP practices? Why don't we change the social norms and make GP practices beacons, really, beacons of good practice when it comes to physical activity?
So if you want to sign up to the charter and you want to be an active practice, you need to hit those kind of those few and fairly straightforward kind of components to become an active practice charter.
Yeah, so GP, it's really easy. You know, we've made it easy on purpose because we want people to engage with it. So in order to be certified as an active practice, you need to tick five boxes essentially. The first one is to take steps, whatever steps will suit you as a practice, to reduce sedentary behavior in staff. Second one is to reduce sedentary behavior in patients. And the third one is to increase physical activity in staff. And the fourth one is to take steps to try and increase physical activity in patients. And then the fifth one is to partner with a local physical activity provider who can support you in getting your patients active. Now, we've made it vague on purpose because what will suit one practice won't suit another. And we know that there are loads of practices doing some of these elements already. So for those practices, it's a push to try and get them to collaborate on all five. And the fifth one's interesting because, you know, we now know that 800 practices across the UK have signed up to be parkrun practices. So that's the RCGP collaboration with parkrun. So, you know, if you're a parkrun practice, you've already ticked off three of those five. You've taken steps to increase physical activity in your staff, in your patients, and you've collaborated with a local partner. So three-fifths of the way there if you're a parkrun practice.
Can you give me some ideas about how me as a GP could reduce sedentary behaviour in the practice? Because I'm struggling to think of ideas.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's up to you. Anything, use your imagination. And it doesn't have to be you as the GP either. Often there's somebody in a practice who is really enthusiastic about physical activity. So, to give you some examples as to what you might do, for example, in your waiting room, you could have a standing area, just simply signposting patients that it is a standing area, perhaps with some of the benefits of standing and the reasons why. You could have some leaflets there. You could, if you're a fancy practice, you could have a couple of iPads there that they could use. If you wanted to make your waiting area a place where patients could also be active and reduce their sedentary behaviour, one idea that I loved that I saw was a waiting room where they had stationary bikes that you could actually plug into to charge your mobile phone. And I've seen them in the green gyms in parks as well. And, you know, that is almost, some people might use that because they need to charge their phone, but also some people, it kind of gives them permission because for some reason in this country, we get quite embarrassed about being active or moving. And again, that's one of the social norms that we need to change.
Absolutely.
I know, Andrew, actually, you do something yourself. You're a very good role model to your patients. You're a non-sedentary GP. Can you tell us what you do?
I'm a non-sedentary GP because I have a standing desk. And it's actually quite interesting because I used to use it just to make phone calls and to do paperwork, but now I use it all the time and I don't sit down at all at work. And it does, I don't think it's a panacea. I don't think it's certainly not a substitute for getting physically active, but it does start conversations with people. I'm a London GP. I see lots of people who do desk-based jobs, and it starts a conversation. You know, why are you standing at your desk? And we'll have a conversation around how it can reduce the time that you're sitting down, how it can get you a bit more active because you're sort of bouncing around from foot to foot. And it also makes the consultations possibly slightly quicker, although I've never actually verified that. So it sounds like a really great idea on paper. In what ways do you think, you know, patients and staff are going to benefit from this? Let's start with patients.
Well, I think it's really, for starters, when you register as an active practice, you will receive some things from us in return. So we'll send you a certificate and we'll also send you a poster for the waiting room. And we'd like you to write on that poster the 5 steps that you've taken in order to achieve active practice status. So first of all, I think patients love to see that a practice is thinking about their physical health and being able to see in front of them, well, actually, our practice has signed up and collaborated with Parkrun because they care about our health. So it's sending out good signals, but also physical activity. You know, we all know that physical activity is good for our health. And sometimes it's difficult to, even for you and I, it's difficult to bring it up in a consultation. It can be difficult to make it relevant, and obviously time constraints to opening up a conversation about physical activity sometimes can be difficult to contain within the 1 minute or 30 seconds that you might have for a very brief intervention. So this is another way of getting that message through to patients without even saying anything, by having a poster up and taking steps towards increasing their physical activity, reducing their sedentary behaviour, but also them seeing you do the same. They will go home and talk to their families about it. They will go to the office and talk about it. And, you know, without any extra effort, just putting in that effort at the beginning to become an active practice, that's all it takes. And that could have quite a significant knock-on effect for patients.
Mm-hmm. And for staff, how are they going to benefit?
Well, we've got an example coming up after this. We're going to speak to Jude up in Scotland, who's going to share with us some of the changes that they've made and some of the unexpected, I would say, benefits that they've had from that. You know, the biggest constraint that many of us have as GPs is the lack of time, and we have so much work to do. But hopefully Jude is going to share with us why making a little bit of extra time in your day to move a little bit more can really positively impact on not just our performance at work, but our physical and mental health.
You mentioned about Parkrun a couple of times, and of course we both have been very involved in that, and it's a really exciting initiative, and it's been so exciting to see how many practices have signed up. But it doesn't have to be Parkrun that you sign up with, does it? I mean, if you've got perhaps an older, frailer population, or there's no Parkrun nearby, you could find anyone really in your anyone in your community who's offering a physical activity offer.
Absolutely, and I think the reason that both of us felt so passionately about including this is through the work we've done with RCGP and the work we've done with Public Health England. We've come into contact with a lot of third sector organisations or a lot of local corporate organisations as well. And the physical activity sector are desperate to work more with patients who have long-term conditions, in particular, multiple long-term conditions. And the patients that actually as GPs we see far too much of, they want to see more of. So by encouraging GPs to reach out and make that connection, they will rip your hand off. So whether it's Walking for Health, a local charity, your local leisure centre, if you reach out to them, they really want to help work with these patients who will benefit, you know, abundantly from being more active.
And is this something that perhaps the PPG could get involved with? It sounds like the sort of thing that would be a collaboration between the practice and the patient participation group.
Yeah, and as GPs, ourselves, we're highly aware that the last thing everyone wants to hear is, here's more for you to do. So 100%, this doesn't need to be led by the GP. It can be led by your patients. It can be led by another member of staff. Or, you know, you can hand it over to that local physical activity person to lead on. Often with them, it's just giving them permission to come into your waiting room and speak to your patients, and they'll do the rest.
Thank you, Zoe. It sounds like a really, really exciting initiative, and we're launching it today. We're really excited about it, and we really hope that as many of you will click on the link below, sign up. It's super easy, and we look forward to your emails flooding in. Thank you.